Tampa room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Day to ya. Sonic Youth off of Evol with Shadow of Doubt. And you are listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead here at the helm. And a very, very special show it's going to be today, going out to a very, very special lady, not only in my life, but in lots of people's lives, actually. Many groups of friends, but yeah, you've heard me mention her a few times on the air, I'm sure. I'm talking about my lovely girlfriend, Ms. Maureen Gillis, better known as Mo to all of you. And yeah, what we're going to do in the next hour and a half is feature her favorite kind of tracks. And don't worry, she's got pretty damn good taste in music, if you ask me. So we're going to keep it in the same vein as a lot of the stuff that we play on A Noise here, but kind of a unique twist to it. And yeah, honey, I love you. I know you're listening. So we're going to start off with a little bit of Pierre Henry. Enjoy. No, you haven't tuned into Classic Rock 101.1. This is CITR 101.9. But yes, that was the Rolling Stones off of, I think, one of the most underrated albums they've ever put out. But a lot of so-called critic and music experts seem to dislike it. Their Satanic Majesty's Request, and 2,000 Light Years from Home, featuring Brian Jones, and who, speaking of, as after he died, they should have broken up, if you ask me, but and let the calls fly, 822-2487, if you want to yell at me. But yes, 2,000 Light Years from Home, featuring the lovely instrument, the Mellotron, there. Before that, we had some Stereolab off of the Ping Pong 10-inch single. Kind of hard to find these days. That was the original B-side, Moogie Wonderland, that great track is called. And then we started off there with Pierre Henry. And yes, that song does sound familiar, doesn't it? Yes, you are correct. Matt Groening, when he developed the Futurama TV series, he used, or interpreted, shall I say, Psyche Rock by Pierre Henry. And that goes all the way back to 1968. Very, very good stuff. You're listening to a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And a very special show. It is Mo Gillis's birthday. And Mo Gillis is a very, very important person to me. And we're going to be playing a lot of her fave tracks, if you will. And this might take you back, and I hope it takes you too back, Mo.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't get your face melted off by that track, you must not have a wax face. Pterodactyl, they're called. The album hits the streets this week. It's on Bra Records out of Bloomington, Indiana. And it's an offshoot from the label from the cats in Oneida out of Brooklyn, New York. But Pterodactyl, self-titled, you know, I don't know if it's a debut, but holy cow, CHXBX is the name of that track. And before that, some old school bendy guitar notes. And a little funny story I'll tell you about this album, because it is Mo's birthday. When we first started dating, she went to McGill. I lived here, and I picked up this wonderful little record called Celebrate the New Dark Age. And I was so taken with it that I sucked up the phone bills and played her the entire 6-song EP over the phone. And not only that, I actually transcribed the lyrics and read them to her, if you can believe that. Now, if that ain't true love, I don't know. But anyways, happy birthday, Mo. And we're going to move on into some very, very dark territory here. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and the show is a noise. And speaking of, like I said, it is Mo Gillis' birthday, and I'm doing it for her. Doing it all for my baby. And we're going to listen to something that I happened to record, illegally, mind you, at the South by Southwest Music Festival. We had the pleasure of seeing the enigmatic Jandek perform at the Presbyterian Church of Austin. And it just so happened I accidentally had a microphone and a mini disc player with me, and I accidentally hit record. And you now are going to accidentally hear the opening track. This is Jandek Live. Now, the thing about this recording is it is only in one channel. So if you do not have stereo, I apologize. And if you don't have stereo, we have not gone off the air. But I really, really hope you can capture the feeling that this track gives. This is Jandek, Austin, Texas. Jandek live at the South by Southwest Festival at the Austin Presbyterian Church. I apologize for only that being in one ear, but that's how the recording, well, you know, that's how the recording falls from the tree or whatever. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to beat it up a little bit more here and try and take you out of that rainy day stupor that I might have inflicted on you. Sorry about that.
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired. Wired.
Serious DIY action there. That was The Rejects, and this comes to you from a great label called Hyped to Death out of the UK. They have given us, out of the kindness of their hearts, two incredibly dense compilations called Mesthetics DIY 1977 to 81 London. And my goodness, win a free night with me if you have heard of any of these bands. And check it out, hyped2death.com. The two is a number, and you're going to be hearing a lot of it, not only on this show, but on many, many programs here on CITR. Before that, we had The Swell Maps, one of my favorite tracks of all time, Midget Submarines, off of A Trip to Marineville. I wish I was cool enough to say that that's off the original, but give me a break. I was only 8 years old when it came out. And the kind folks at Secretly Canadian have re-released that. And we started you off there with The Fall off of the Rough Trade Singles box set on Earmark Records. Four completely reissued 7 inches from The Fall, including that great one you heard there, but also like The Man Whose Head Expanded, How I Wrote Elastic Man, and the double 7-inch EP, Kicker Conspiracy. Really, really great stuff. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. Very special show today. Going out to my girlfriend. It's her birthday today, and she's real happy about it. And, yeah, we're going to get into some uncharted Japanese territory here. Last year, OOIOO put out a wonderful record called Taiga, which was just incredible. OOIOO, of course, is Yoshimi Peewee, the drummer from The Boredoms. And they have now allowed their album to get into the hands of the madman himself, Ai Yamasuka, from The Boredoms, the lead singer, and he has remixed tracks from Taiga. And apparently the show, they just came to Seattle, and apparently the show was quite phenomenal. And why wouldn't it be? She is an incredible performer. Yoshimi is, holy cow, a tsunami wrapped in a can of hurricanes. And one really great thing about me and Mo shared, we got to see The Boredoms live at Jazz Fest, I believe 2000, maybe? Holy cow, to go back that far. And the funny thing about The Boredoms coming to Vancouver Jazz Fest was they played at Richards on Richards, and the crowd was, of course, 50% people knew exactly who they were and what we were getting. Three drummers, mind you. And the other half were kind of your badge-holding kind of West End yuppie Vancouverite. A Japanese jazz band. Let's go see this. And holy cow, they were not prepared for the onslaught that they gave us. And so, I'm playing this track blind because this is a brand new CD here. This is the first track off the brand new OOIOO EP.
Thank you. celebrate the Lost in Life Signal and Noise. The 2007 Signal and Noise Festival offers an outstanding array of today's most interdisciplinary artists from around the globe. Featuring intimate audio diffusion, passionate live performances, impeccable installations, and illuminating media works. For 3 evenings only, April 19th, 20th, and 21st, 2007, at Vivo, 1965 Main Street. Signal and Noise. Find yourself in it. For program times, doors, and admission, www.signalandnoise.ca.
Truly one of the greatest fests in our city. Signal and Noise coming up April 19th to the 21st at the Video Inn. That's 1965 Main Street. And if you like your audio weird, you be sure to check that out any day or go all three. Check them out. Yes, indeedy. You're listening to a Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's Luke Mead here at the helm. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we have Zach with a whole stack of hip-hop wax for you. And then at 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman, 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, Agogo, the best in garage, rock and roll, surf, psych. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices Lecture Series, hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30, it is the first Wednesday of the month, and that means it is And Sometimes Why, with Miko Hoffman. Oh, God love her. And 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show, hosted by Julia. And then 11 o'clock, pretty much the greatest thing on radio. You know him, you love him, and you don't want to be him. Mr. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So, yes, indeed, there's no reason to change the dial at all. Coming up in the next set here, like I said, it is my very, very special lady friend's birthday, Ms. Mo Gillis. And a great story to tell you about the record I'm going to play you here. Mr. Bill Holt, who was a solo recording artist back in 1974, released this little independent album entitled Dreamies. And just got re-released, and it got ranked number 37 on Mojo Magazine's The Most 50 Out There Albums of All Time. And he basically just did with a little TIAC tape recorder and some sound effects and an acoustic guitar and a Moog synthesizer, did his kind of tribute to the Beatles, and it's kind of cool. Very, very cool, though, and I would not have noticed it had it not been for Mo in the record store we were at, which was Aquarius Records in San Francisco, and she just kind of picked it out and said, this looks interesting, and we kind of blindly, not we, she kind of blindly bought it, and we took it home, and both of our jaws just hit the ground. And yeah, it's some really, really cool stuff. So I hope you enjoy this. This is Mr. Bill Holt with Dreamies, Program 10, Parts 1 to 4.
America fires the largest booster in the history of the world into space for the first time, giving us the lead. Fires the largest payload into space, giving us the lead. It will be the largest payroll, too.
Thank you. 1950 Paris, France. Welterweight champion Ray Robinson takes on the European middleweight champion Gene Stock. Robinson wastes no time and goes to work.
Flashing by eyes, we're all All ships of any kind bound to Cuba. We'll refund the container cargo and the weapons. The quarantine will be cargo and carry.
By war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation
My life.
Mr. Bill Holt off of the reissued, originally released in 1974, the Dreamies album, his tribute to Lennon McCartney stylings on a Teac 4-track tape recorder, Moog synthesizer, and acoustic guitar. Very, very cool stuff. And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise here. No, we're not going to do the Nurse with Wound list this week because it is a very special person's birthday. And I absolutely love you, baby. And, you know where I'd be without you. And that probably would be, I don't know, dead or in a ditch somewhere, I'm sure. Happy birthday, Mo. I love you very much.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Down for you is up. It was good what we did yesterday, and I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio.